From Baffin Bay to Palo Duro Canyon and Mount Locke to Davy Crockett National Forest, when government works against your liberty, Pratt on Texas will sound the alarm. Now, here's your host, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis done without a donor or management-controlled leash or muzzle. Our Lone Star story of the day, well, an El Paso magistrate judge ordered the release on PR bonds, which is meaningless, the release of the illegal rioters who overran the Texas National Guard, or tried to. They did get past one point back a little more than a week ago, and the judge blames the district attorney, all this happening on Easter Sunday. Also, one of our top historians points out how Mexico's Obrador, the presidente there, is an outright enemy of the U.S. at this point. And former President Trump says that Obrador clearly has no respect or fear, is what he means, of Biden. I think we'll get to that, and I can't seem to disagree with that claim from Trump. Get to all of that in our Lone Star story of the day. Create a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. Allied Compliance Services sponsors our Lone Star story of the day. Should we begin a daily countdown to the great eclipse? No, I think we will not. But next week, next Monday, is when it'll be coming across the great Lone Star state of Texas. Northern District of Texas Federal Courts tells the Judicial Conference to go fly a kite over its, and Chuck Schumer, over its advisory that did nothing. We talked about this in detail, I think, a week ago. That does nothing but help liberals around the country and punish conservatives in their right to redress the government, you know, our government through court cases. That is a really good development, and wasn't completely unexpected. I commented on, we sure hope that the courts do the right thing and it, remember that this Judicial Conference of the United States, I don't care if it's chaired by the Chief Justice and all that, it does not have the authority of law. Only Congress does in telling the courts how to operate. This is a good move in Texas. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. Hey, be listening. Sometime this week, if I can remember to do it, I'm going to give away another one of those $25 gift certificates for you folks listening in Lubbock on KWBF to Narrow Bar, one of my absolute favorite places to go for lunch. Quick, priced right, and such a nice environment. So different. They're at 1500 Broadway, looking out over Broadway, and in pretty weather, one of the nicest outdoor spaces in all of Lubbock for you Lubbock listeners. Be listening sometime this week. I think I'll be able to do it this week. I'm going to give away another $25 gift certificate to Narrow Bar in Lubbock. If you want to learn more about them, it's narrowbar.com. Governor Abbott's appointed three to the Texas County and District Retirement System Board of Trustees, and two of them are reappointments. The new appointments, my friend Ronnie Keister in Lubbock. He's the Lubbock County Tax Assessor Collector. He's been so since 2009. Congratulations to Ronnie Keister, going to serve, been nominated for a term to go through the end of December 2029 for the Texas County and District Retirement System Board of Trustees. San Antonio police arrested three teenagers after a gun sale turned deadly. These things happen, and sometimes they're not even like a criminal person. Look, if you're going to make a private party sale, you've got to have some sense. Got a bunch of teen. Of course, I love how the Express News calls an 18-year-old man a teenager. Yeah, technically, I guess he's a teenager. That's an adult. But the Express News says San Antonio police arrested three teens after the shooting death of a man who was selling a gun. They arrested two 18-year-olds. Oh, two of them were adults, and they still called them teenagers. Uh-huh. And a 16-year-old. So there was a. They went to purchase a firearm, 36-year-old man selling a firearm, and teens, two 18-year-olds and a 16-year-old show up. They shoot the man. He in the abdomen. He later died at local hospital. They located the teens, hadn't released their names. Again, they keep calling them teens. Two of those are 18-year-old men. No juvenile charges here, even for the 16-year-old. Jennifer Garner starring in a movie that's going to be based on the accountant and wife that were convicted. Remember, we covered this story as it broke and as it leaked out. The Collins Street Bakery with the great fruitcakes out of Corsicana. We covered that story as it began to develop. You know, they were eventually convicted of embezzling $17 million from the bakery there. The movie's entitled Fruitcake, according to Deadline, and Jennifer Garner will star in that. The other folks, that'll be interesting. I want to see that. Alamo Drafthouse Cinema Circuit allegedly up for sale. Sources have told Deadline that some studios have heard a sales pitch for the nationwide movie theater chain. Of course, started and based in Texas, been no bidders. That's because the industry is killing itself, and they all sit around and talk about COVID, and that did the damage. But folks, it's the movies they're making. There is no question. When they made something like Oppenheimer, people turned out. I mean, we went to see Ferrari. You know, about the founder of the Ferrari, and it was great. When you make, and that may not be the type that's going to get everybody there. Oppenheimer got people there, but no, they just can't stop making this crap, and it's killing the movie business, my friends. Judge strikes down Biden rule forcing states to track emissions from all vehicles. Did you know that this is, I mean, they passed this one on heavy trucks and stuff that's going to make everything you buy cost 2 and 3 times as much. You think the COVID supply chain disruptions were bad. Why do you see this one that's all over the media that they're proposing now? And they're saying, oh, no, we give the industry freedom on the trucks. They can have electric, whatever, folks. It's pie in the sky, liberal, leftist fantasy thinking, and it's massively going to hobble our country. But this was a different one. Federal judge in Texas on Friday, I think, maybe Thursday night or something. I think it was Friday, Good Friday, struck down the Biden administration's rule that requires states to measure and report the greenhouse gas emissions from any vehicles using the national highway system. In other words, every one of our vehicles, everything would have to be tracked and reported. He says this goes beyond their legal ability to make a rule in the Administrative Procedures Act. The judge did. That reported it off the press. Crews responded to a fire today just before noon on April 1st. April Fool's Day. There shall be no April Fool's jokes on this show today. Crews responded to a fire in the panhandle at the big Fort Phillip 66 refinery in Borger. And with all these wildfires, that's got everybody on edge. Fire started at 11:20 a.m. They were just working to account for all personnel at the time that KVII reported this in Amarillo. Winds are out of the west. They reported that because everybody's scared to death about another giant wildfire, and I don't blame them. Woman found dead with multiple gunshot wounds on Verde Trails Drive. Her son charged with murder. This in Houston. Fox 26 says this 27-year-old Christopher Melendez was arrested early Sunday morning after fleeing from Houston police on a traffic-related offense. Now he's being charged with the murder of his own mother, matricide. Fox 26 also reporting out of Houston that a man was out walking his dog. Witnesses said he was standing near a vehicle with his dog when he was approached by two unknown males. A short time later, gunshots were heard. They stole his dark gray four-door Cadillac, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. You've got to be armed at all times and be prepared and aware of your surroundings. Arraigns County, that's East Texas, KETK, reporting out of Emory, Texas. Arraigns County Justice of the Peace, Robert Jenkins Franklin, was arrested for DWI last Thursday. Doesn't mean he was guilty, but he was arrested. Man chased a car burglar and fired shots at the getaway vehicle in San Antonio, shattering the passenger side window. But the people that were allegedly burgling his sister's vehicle did get away, but he did put some lead in at their car anyway and shattered a vehicle, so hopefully San Antonio police will find him. Back to Panhandle wildfires, the House Select Committee on those Panhandle wildfires begins 3 days of meetings in Pampa tomorrow at 8 a.m. at the Civic Center. It's going to be invited testimony only, at least on day one. You can go to the House website and submit electronic testimony if you wish to for those hearings. Back in a moment.
Pratt on Texas continues after this.
Arriving to visit our official dentist, Dr. Sylvia Zuniga, you'll be met at the Modern Airport like a celebrity and whisked away to the upscale mountainside suburb of Escazú overlooking the capital of Costa Rica. Enjoy relaxing, resort-style lodging, and great dining. Dr. Zuniga will be your concierge throughout your stay as if you were a member of her family. You never have to be on your own. For many, the whole trip for two is less money than what they'd just pay a dentist at home. Learn more. Click the Dental Care banner at PrattonTexas.com.
Federal investigators blame human error for a deadly natural gas explosion.
We all remember where we were that morning.
We could actually see the smoke from our farm here, which is close to 20 miles away.
I just heard a big boom. The tile plow ruptured into the pipeline. Once the gas got through the intakes of the tractors is when it ignited. I started running as fast as I could. The ground literally started erupting from my feet.
Watch the rest of the story at 3secondslater.org. And remember, FarmSafe starts with 811.
Architects, builders, owners, Texas Government Code 3100.055, our flag code, specifies that when the Texas flag and the U.S. flag are flown at the same location on separate poles or staffs, the Texas flag is to fly at the same height as the national flag. Respect Texas, our flag code, and our culture. Stop setting poles and staffs lower than the national standard flies. The Texas flag is to fly at the same height as the U.S. flag when on separate poles or staffs. Protect Texas. Do it right, please.
Concealed carry isn't just a statement. It's a lifestyle. Pratt on Texas continues.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas on this April Fool's Day, 2024. No jokes here, but TCU tried one today, put out a new drawing saying they were changing their mascot from the Horned Frogs over to the Squirrels, or Squirrels if you're British. And you know what? You've got to have, for something to be funny and to catch people off guard, it's like at the Babylon Bee, it has to have a running element of truth. They would have done much better saying they were changing the name of the university from Texas Christian University to Fort Worth Secular University. That would have had a ring of truth and would have fooled people, not the squirrels. I do like to shoot squirrels, though, do a lot of that. More things coming out of courts, this out of state courts. No surprise that the Third Court of Appeals, which covers Travis County and Austin, upheld this lefty judge's decision that stops the state from investigating parents for child abuse that are trying to change their sex, which is impossible. I mean, it is incontrovertible that that is some type of abuse. I guess some people think it's a good thing, just like the people that engage in abuse think it's a good thing, and the sexual perverts think, oh, the little children love it. They enjoy it. You know, I mean, they all do this, and they got that judge, and the ACLU's back in this family, trans youth. Well, you can't change sex, and they're children, and the state has a responsibility to protect people and when they're below the age of majority, and these kids are not able to take this decision on their own at that age. And of course, the Fox News is all in with the lie. Texas appeals court blocks state from investigating parents providing children with transgender treatment. Haley Chai Singh at Fox News. Fox News on all of these trans stories, they are part of the devil. They're part of the Satan's lie. They participate in the lie because they never point out this is a male pretending to be a girl. Oh, no, they call it a transgendered girl. She has taken puberty. No, it's he. It's a boy pretending to be a girl. Fox News is all in with Satan on this trans stuff, my friends. Anyway, Reuters actually had a better story on that thing. The child had taken puberty-delaying medications and hormone therapy. Its mother was a Department of Family Planning Services, whatever it is, DFPS, employee, and was put on paid leave after asking what Abbott's directive would mean for her family. Well, you have a legal responsibility to not abuse your children and to properly bring them up. And pretending that you can change the sex. I'm sorry, I thought you leftists all loved, follow the science. We have DNA. And then nothing you doing with surgery and things that just change appearances and stuff like that, none of that changes a child's sex from male to female or female to male. It is ridiculous. Shouldn't be working in that part of the state government if you can't even protective services, I guess. This is DFPS. I always forget. We've got such a bureaucracy there, and it has such a bunch of alphabet soups under it. I often forget which is which. Yeah, it's Texas Department of Family and Protective Services. You don't want somebody there who thinks it's okay for the parents to. Where do you draw the line for those who think this stuff is okay? What about the people that think it's good to have incest and to train your children sexually. I mean, we've had liberals and all kinds of psychiatrists and people try to defend the NAMBLA, the Man Boy Love Association, and all this stuff. And the idea that, well, children, you're training them, you're teaching them about sex. And where is the line? If you can't see clearly the perverted nature of this participating in the trying to alter a male to a female or a female to a male, and call that some kind of protective, loving, proper, responsible family environment, you've lost all sense of reality and where you are. All right, my friends, the Texas so-called Ethics Commission, which is really a sort of a clown court, and it doesn't have anything to do with ethics. And this isn't about ethics. This is just about campaign finance regulations, and that's what it ought to be, something like campaign finance regulatory body. Instead, they use ethics because that allows everybody to file an ethics report, and it makes it sound like somebody did something wrong or was bad ethics. Sometimes they have, but oftentimes it's just bull. Anyway, that commission, the TEC, of which I have tremendous personal experience with to prove they're a clown court, has voted to reinterpret rules and put out a rule that social media influencers have to disclose paid political advertising. Some of the coverage of this talks about, well, they're saying social media influencers will have to file and disclose that they're, you know, that they're backing a candidate. That's not true. It's if you get paid. It's 26.1 administrative code. Right now, if you repost something and you don't get paid for it on social media, you're just reposting something you like that's political. You don't have any problem with that. They're just going to say that there's a requirement for those who are being paid. In other words, there are all kinds of groups. By the way, everybody keeps naming this group that worked with Trump. The left has been doing this for years now. You know, you got all those Beto O'Rourke stuff, all those techs and everything. They've been paying people for years. Now it's become such a big industry. There are companies that simply go to campaigns and say, we'll get people to put stuff all over social media for you. And I don't know if you've noticed, but there have been recruitment ads. So, hey, you can make some bucks. This is all real. Well, the point is, though, this is a good rule because if you're being paid to put the stuff out there on social media, you're simply part of the advertising business. I mean, you're engaging in paid advertising for a candidate. So, okay, they're going to make them have to do this. You say, well, that's a good thing, Robert. Yeah, but here's the problem with this clown court down there. What constitutes being compensated? I mean, the next thing you know, it'll be some Republican thing and somebody on that deal like Paul Hobby, when I dealt with him, somebody on there that's politically nasty will go after somebody and say, well, I mean, you were a supporter of this deal and we have video of you attending the barbecue supper for the election night watch party for the candidate you were supporting. And, you know, everybody knows that was about $25 or $30 a plate, a person on the buffet. And so thus, that's my problem with this group. They're just a bunch of dunderheads. And the people that work there are a bunch of dunderhead lawyers. And somebody will try some tack like that. They need to make sure. And I didn't look into the full details, but believe me, I mean, I was there. The chairman of the board and the commission itself didn't even know its rules about hearings. Even though the lawyers and the staff had sent me all that stuff to my pack telling me what the rules were, they objected to me being present as the defendant, as the respondent, not a defendant, they call it. The same difference, they're alleging something about you. And the chairman tried to get rid of me, had to have their own, these people have been running this clown court for years and years, and the lawyers had to tell them, oh, no, everybody has the right to be here through all these closed hearings and everything. They didn't even know. I mean, they're just nutcases, irresponsible people, preening around like they're peacocks up there because mostly they see a lot of elected officials and they like to suck up to them and let them off the hook, you know, or give them some little fine they know will be paid with campaign money. I don't trust the rule. The rule, it does need to be in place, but again, beware. Don't give them any props because there's no telling how these morons will try to enforce it now or in the future. Today in Texas History, sponsored by Hub City Title, 220 years of combined experience. More than that, my friends. They're Lubbock's premier title and escrow company. Use them. HubCityTitle.com. It's your choice when you're buying and selling. You need an escrow and title company. Use Hub City Title. HubCityTitle.com. It was this date in 1813, way, way before our revolution, April 1st, that Spanish governor Salcedo surrendered the city of San Antonio to forces under José Bernardo Maximiliano Gutiérrez de Lara. He was part of a group. They were trying to set up a Republican-style government in Texas and use Texas as a base of operations to liberate Mexico from Spanish rule. So you see, all this stuff in revolution has a much longer history than, oh, just a bunch of whites came over here wanting to keep slavery in place, what the left tells you. It's also the date in 1934, Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow shot two highway patrolmen in Grapevine, and the town of Buda, or as I call it, Buda, was formally established. Back in a moment, my friends.
Pratt's back in a moment, after we hear from those who pay the bills.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit SpecialtyTrucksOfLubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. SpecialtyTrucksOfLubbock.com.
Why does keeping up with the news have to be so hard? It's like sorting through a mountain of garbage. We're here to change all that. 21st Century Watch Magazine. It's quarterly, conservative, and completely free. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com. We'll never sell your information. Cancel anytime. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com for your free subscription.
As incredible as it may sound, you can have great fun and create wonderful memories while going to the dentist. Our official dentist, Dr. Sylvia Zuniga, provides the highest level of service and quality possible in beautiful Costa Rica, a world center for dentistry. It's also a world center for tourism, from volcanoes and rainforests to Atlantic and Pacific side beaches. For top dental service technology and amazingly affordable prices, click the DentoCare banner at PrattOnTexas.com. Having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
He reads the entire state press each day, so you don't have to. It's your Texas anchorman, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas on this April 1st, 2024, in the Easter season. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Hope you had wonderful Easter Sunday celebrations as we now enter the Easter season. If you missed our show on talking about the liturgical year, that was our special edition on Friday, Good Friday, and you can go listen to that. Doesn't cost you anything. All you have to do is hit play, just like watching a video or anything else. Go to PrattOnTexas.com, go to the podcast page. The big story out of the Northern District of Texas, and a follow-up to that ridiculous ruling that I covered in detail from the Judicial Conference of the United States that tries to say, well, district court setups need to just assign cases about constitutionality randomly to judges. And all these legal scholars pointed out, I mean, all across the board pointed out, that does nothing but leave the leftist with their ability to put any lawsuit they want before a judge all over this country that's going to most likely agree with them, but it's going to shut conservatives like the state of Texas and others suing over constitutional issues. It's going to shut us off. Well, Law 360 broke the story late Friday night, just before midnight, that the judges in the Northern District of Texas, which is a key set, that Northern District of Texas where a lot of these lawsuits that the left and D.C. are upset about are coming from, that the Northern District of Texas has opted not to make any changes to how cases are assigned, despite that letter from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer urging them to implement this updated policy from the goofy Judicial Conference of the United States. Well, guess what? Chief Judge David Godbey said in a letter response to Schumer that the district's judges met on March 27th, last week. They met in the Northern District of Texas, and they discussed case assigning practices. Quote, "The consensus was not to make any change to our case assignment process at this time," Godbey said in a letter, which he shared with Law 360. And that's good. I mean, that is great. Schumer wanted Godbey to share certain statistics regarding cases in the Northern District of Texas, too. And in Friday's response, Godbey pointed to the U.S. Judiciary's website, which he said contains all the number of cases filed, terminated, pending. In other words, it's already there. Go get it yourself, Schumer. I'm not your whipping boy. I'm not your boy going to sit out here and do your work for you. And so, I like this. And Godby wrote, with regard to case assignment and the requirement for judges to travel, my opinion is that in the case of a jury trial, the jury trial would have to take place in the division where the case was filed in order to preserve the party's right to a jury veneer out of that division. So, again, the judicial conference not having any effect, and Schumer and all the other leftists having any effect in the Northern District of Texas for now. And that is very good news, my friends. Now let's switch gears to our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by our friends at Allied Compliance Services. The El Paso magistrate judge on Easter Sunday let the rioting illegal border crossers go free on personal recognizance bonds, which is meaningless. And he blames the district attorney, how right. And one of our great historians points out how Mexico's President Obrador, who, by the way, will be leaving soon, but his party stands a real good chance because they cheat of keeping the presidency there, that Obrador and these folks in this racist-based party, Moreno, it's based on the color of your skin, it is outright racism, that this guy is actually an outright enemy of the United States. Trump pointed out that Obrador clearly has no respect of Biden, and I think that's unquestionable. So here's the story, not rewritten by everybody else, but by the local El Paso Times, part of it. And by the way, KTSM, Tri-State Media, did a real good job of reporting on this issue as well. Here was the headline: El Paso judge orders release of migrants accused of, quote, border riot, end quote. We saw them on video, folks, and no question about what happened. Presiding, this is a magistrate judge. This isn't even a guy who's elected as a state district judge or a county court at law judge. This is one of these hired judge positions a county creates to do work. And he's not a JP either. In some states, what we call a justice of the peace is a magistrate judge. This guy's, you know, he's handling arraignments and things. And I guess he was the one on call over the weekend. Presiding Magistrate Judge Humberto Acosta made his ruling on Sunday. That's Easter Sunday, during an online teleconference bond hearing where he accused the El Paso District Attorney's Office of not being ready to proceed with detention hearings for each defendant. Another hearing for more defendants was expected today. It is the ruling of the court that all the rioting participants' cases will be released on their own recognizance, Acosta ordered. I wonder if anybody's going to riot in his offices or something, or where he lives or something. I mean, the libs do that to conservative judges now. They go to their houses. Well, wonder what will happen in El Paso. I don't think you should go to their houses, but now surrounding the courthouse might not be a bad idea in peacefully protesting. The El Paso Times reported it was unclear if the judge's ruling applied only to the riot participation charge and not to assault and criminal mischief charges related to the chaotic border rush. It is unknown how many migrants were booked on a charge of riot participation, a Class B misdemeanor, but Acosta mentioned hundreds of arrestees, quote-unquote, were entitled to individual detention hearings within 48 hours. A request by Assistant District Attorney Ashley Martinez for a continuance to have the hearings at a later date was rejected by Acosta, so they made a request to continue. It's not as if they weren't ready in the sense to handle this hearing. They were on it, but he just had none of it because I'm sure he's a leftist Democrat activist. So if the DA's office is telling me they're not ready to go, then what we're going to do is we're going to release all these individuals on their own recognizance, Acosta said. Now, I'm a civil libertarian. I agree with that in most cases, and the government's going after people. I find it to be ridiculous in the case of illegal aliens crossing the border, this idea that illegal aliens, people who are here, enjoy all the protections of the U.S. Constitution just bothers me deeply. I think generally the government ought to have to prove that you are here illegally before they do anything to you. But other than that, boom, you ought to be taken out of the country. So this all goes to that stuff that was videoed. There's Humberto Acosta PR bonds, letting them out on Easter Sunday and blaming the DA, Bill Hicks, for not being prepared. Now, again, there are more hearings today. I don't know what happened on those. KTSM reported that the court records show Venezuelan nationals like Omar Alejandro Gratarol Colmenares and Jose Guillarte Acosta were charged with improper entry by an alien, committed to federal custody for one day in addition to time already served, then handed over to Texas for custody prosecution, which would mean then this guy's let them go free. Records show one of these guys is being held on $42,000 bond in El Paso County on state charges of riot participation in criminal mischief under $30,000. The other one has a $57,000 bond. It appears that these are the people, type of people. There were 50 other people charged, according to KTSM. Apparently, they found the number where El Paso Times couldn't. But apparently, a lot of these folks have been let go. Remember, it was the New York Post journalist, Jenny Terror, that showed all these people cutting our border barriers and then surging and knocking guardsmen down. I mean, this was a riot. They were trying to invade, by any definition, the country. And then we're stopped at a secondary barrier. And this judge in El Paso just lets them go. And folks, it's not just Democrats that are nuts on this. These pro-open borders libertarians out there, including the one of the Koch-backed groups, they're claiming that the Baltimore Bridge deaths, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, is a reason to push for more immigration. The National Pulse had a big story on that. It said several of these groups came out with a unified message saying that we need more folks to rebuild the bridge, bigger and better than ever. I mean, there are just so many nutcases. And of course, the Democratic Party's at the top of this, running the show. More on their ridiculousness in a moment on Pride on Texas.
During the break, log on to prideontexas.com.
Right price, right portions, served fast. That's the unique, sophisticated, but casual narrow bar overlooking Broadway in McDougal Plaza. It's all fresh, all good, from the adult grilled cheese with four cheeses on brioche to my beloved Monte Cristo. Narrow bar makes lunch a lunchcation. Experience your lunchcation today beginning at 11 a.m. Tell them to meet you at Narrow Bar, facing Broadway on the ground floor of McDougal Plaza, 1500 Broadway. Narrowbar.com.
Why is Winters Dozer Service among the best able to help you? Background, experience, and equipment availability. Hunter Davis is a mechanical engineering graduate of Texas A&M Class of 08 with experience in farm and ranch real estate. Plus providing fence supplies, Winters Dozer Service knows how to help you on your big country project and can see the big picture. Winters Dozer Service has the equipment ready, so contact them or dig up more info by visiting wintersdozerservice.com. That's wintersdozerservice.com.
Texas Battery is mobile. Texas Battery's mobile service can install a new battery for you at your location, even by appointment. Have an urgent situation? Call Texas Battery. Get the correct vehicle battery from the experts and a switchover without a power loss from Texas Battery. And remember, Texas Battery will come to you. You'll get Texas-sized service from Texas Battery. Texas starts with Texas Battery. Learn more at texasbattery.com. texasbattery.com.
Now, here's a man that carries his own traveling soapbox. Pratt on Texas continues.
The whole country knows we're in a problem. Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. The whole country knows we're in a problem. Polls show it. And what do we get from Senate Democrats? Well, Madeline Hubbard at Just the News headline was, Senate Democrats urge Biden to, quote, streamline pathways, end quote, for illegal immigrants to become citizens. We urge your administration to take all available actions to streamline pathways to lawful status for undocumented immigrants, providing certainty to the American businesses, communities, and families who rely on them. Really? I rely on them? Bernie Sanders wrote that in a letter to Biden. It's signed by tons of Democrat senators. And they try to make the argument that, well, the illegal immigrants are paying lots of state and federal taxes, and they claim that they've contributed more than $11 billion to Social Security. But actually, if you take their numbers as right, it means they accounted for more than 1% of all Social Security contributions in 2019, according to the government. But the study cited by the lawmakers only included illegal immigrants from Mexico. This also means that illegal immigrants accounted for less than 0.08 of all state and federal taxes in 2019, which is about the total taxes, $13 trillion at that year. Putting tax contributions in the spotlight, the senators also said that a pathway to citizenship would be required for these people to pay taxes. In other words, we can't just give them pure amnesty and let them be here as guest workers or something. No. The Democratic Party is saying you gotta give them citizenship, a direct way to step through the system and become citizens. This is insane. Ben Ray Lujan, that criminal of New Mexico, that political criminal, the Lujan crime family, yeah, the governor's one of them too, in New Mexico, he signed it, Michael Bennett of Colorado, bunch of other Democrats. This is where we stand. The whole country knows it's terrible, and these people are out there wanting amnesty so that, of course, 30, 40, 50, 100 million more come. Because they don't want to build the wall or control the border beforehand, before they do anything that would entice more people to come. By the way, you do that, you think it's bad at the border, you're going to be back to the boat stuff at every coast along the country with people coming in on makeshift rafts and boats. Anyway, one of our great historians in this country, Victor Davis Hanson, has a big piece out, and it's not an April Fool's piece. It appeared at American Greatness. With friends like Mexico's Obrador, who needs enemies like Putin, Xi, Kim Jong-un, and the Ayatollahs? This is pretty hard-hitting, but he's following up to the 60 Minutes interview that AMLO, he likes to be called AMLO, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, he's a Marxist president of Mexico. He did this big interview and he issued demands, blackmail demands, against the United States and against the Biden administration. Some of the things Victor Davis Hanson hits on: Obrador says the United States must send $20 billion in de facto bribery payments to Latin American nations, many of them corrupt and dysfunctional. AMLO demands amnesty for vast numbers of Mexican illegal aliens currently unlawfully residing in the U.S. Wonder how he would handle a demand like that the other way for Americans. Oh, and other people from Latin America who are in Mexico being given full voting privileges. He requires America to lift sanctions against the commies in Venezuela. AMLO further requires the U.S. to stop its long embargo of Cuba. And what, Victor Davis Hanson says, AMLO was asked, would happen if the U.S. were to refuse Mexico's blackmail threats? Obrador abruptly snapped, "The flow of migrants will continue," an admission that Obrador himself has the power to stop or turn on illegal immigrant influxes into the U.S. AMLO also denied that Mexico is one of the most violent countries in the world, despite currently having the ninth highest murder rate among nations. As far as the nearly 100,000 American deaths per year attributed to Mexican cartel-produced and illegally imported fentanyl, he just claims that's totally the fault of Americans who take the drug. And he says dishonestly, which is what he claims domestically, there is no real drug use in Mexico, which of course is crazy. Whole communities have just basically disappeared under this drug-induced haze, and now the cartel controls every aspect of their lives with massive murder. And under his Mexico First policy, AMLO warns he'll not pass any law or adopt any policy that is American-inspired. Hanson says Obrador's a radical socialist. He believes a nation's prosperity is achieved through forced state or indeed international redistribution from the wealthier to the poorer, not by guarantees of free markets, individual freedom, consensual government, or the rule of law. Thus, Mexico's problem is not its misuse of rich natural resources, lack of the rule of law, corrupt federal, state, and local governments, or the cartels, but simply exploitation by its northern neighbor. And like all the people who subscribe to those ideas, folks, and Victor Davis Hanson hits it right here, Obrador never asks himself why a resource-poor Japan or Switzerland, or I will say other places like Singapore, there are many others, are rich and resource-rich Mexico is poor. Two further questions arise in response to Obrador's unhinged hostility. One is why AMLO is so emboldened now to threaten the U.S. with even more millions of illegal aliens leaving Mexico to enter the U.S. unlawfully. And two, how will America answer such belligerent behavior? He believes that with the existing 50 million foreign-born American residents, in other words, he thinks he's helping the Biden administration going along with this policy to completely the idea of the American melting pot's dead. It's now the tribalist salad bowl, and they're going to come out on top and adopt the failed policies of Latin America instead of the American identity. And that is what they're for, what they're all about. Hanson says, more disturbingly, AMLO assumes that Biden deliberately destroyed the U.S. border in order to welcome in the world's poor, needy, and mass. Biden, he believes, is engineering the new demographics. He is enticed a constituency that will repay de facto amnesty with fealty at the polls, and in the next census, he'll help redefine dozens of congressional districts to favor Democrats. Folks, we know this is true. We've even had a New York Democrat congresswoman openly saying that's what they're trying to do and how it's needed. Thus, Obrador thinks his open border policy synchronized with the open border wishes of the Biden administration. And he also sees us decoupling from China. That's bringing lots of offshoring back, other outside the U.S. manufacturing back to Mexico. And he thinks he'll have leverage over us. And it says, and this is really important for our safety. 3, while Obrador was for a while scared of Trump, he has utter contempt for the bumbling Biden administration in general, and in particular for an enfeebled Joe Biden himself. In Obrador's view, any country that would open wide its border, welcome in 10 million foreign nationals without legal sanction, without audit, without even processing, deserves the contempt he extends to it. Just as he scans the world stage and sees Biden's humiliating exit from Afghanistan, its massive response to serial Iranian-fueled terrorist attacks on American installations in the Middle East, and its passivity when China launched a spy balloon over the U.S., so too, like other American belligerents, Mexico's Obrador feels Biden's America is now there for the taking, thus his emboldened threats that no Mexican president of the past ever leveled. And we've got to stop this. We've got to cut this. And one way to do it is to fix it in November. The Epoch Times had a piece out today. Trump says Mexico's president's $20 billion demand proves his lack of respect for Biden. There's no question. It's nothing but open blackmail. And Biden is so weak, he doesn't know what to do about it. We tenuously have control of the U.S. House, and with these people all, you know, retiring early, it's putting that in jeopardy. But we do have a decent new speaker, Mike Johnson. He spent time with Governor Abbott Thursday in Austin, and the governor told him the things, you know, we've got to stop. We have got to do this. We have got to stop the crossing outside of ports of entry. We've got to get a hold on all of this. But I really think, and we're surging soldiers back to the El Paso region, the real issue is we just see more and more on the hostility from our friendly neighbor, Mexico, historically. The hostility towards us, it's not just because the guy's a Marxist. It's they have no respect for Biden and the Democrats running the country right now. And that's what we see all over the world. And every time this weakness and this bumbling is shown in history, bad things happen everywhere. It is time to get a new president, Donald Trump, but even as important, if not more important, to take full control, big control of the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House if we want to stop this immigration disaster, my friends. Well, the clock has got us. We'll be back tomorrow, God willing. Long live liberty. Long live Texas. Happy Easter to you all, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pride on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.